Have you ever wanted to view an uploaded PDF file in Salesforce on a lightning page? This use case came up for me during piano practice. I really wanted to see a PDF with a score and play the related music through a YouTube component on the same page. A business use case could involve a user reading a PDF and filling out a form, starting a flow, etc. All the code covered in the blog post is shared on a GitHub repository, including instructions on how to deploy the component to your Salesforce org. I've created two Lightning web components for two different use cases. 1. Show PDF by it shows a PDF whose ID you can set via the Lightning App Builder and works great for app, home, and record pages. 2. Show PDF related to record it shows all related PDF files to the record. This example shows all the PDFs related to this quote. This component is only for record pages. Curious about how to implement these? Let's get started with a simpler component, show PDF by id. Prerequisite. Before writing any code, we need to set the default action for PDF files in setup. This is important as we want to read the PDF file on navigating to the download link instead of downloading it. Go to Setup Security File Upload and Download Security, find the PDF label, click the Edit button, and set the picklist value of the PDF to execute in browser. Note that this is an org-wide setting. After this change, when a user goes to a PDF file download URL, the file will be displayed, instead of downloaded automatically. All done? Let's move on to create Lightning web components to view PDF files in Lightning pages. Code walkthrough, showed by it component. Let's start with the metadata file show PDF by id.js meta.xml. Since this component is meant for app, home, and record pages, we specify these targets in the targets block. We have a file id property for the file ID and a height in rem property that specifies the height of the PDF. We have a default height set to 40, and use rem to scale the viewer when the browser resizes details. Both properties are configurable via the Lightning App Builder or a parent component. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now let's head over to the JavaScript file show PDF by id.js. To use the file id property defined in the config file, we declare @API file id. The @API decorator marks file id as a public property, meaning a parent component can inject it and or read it. Lastly, we use a getter to define the relative URL to the file, which includes the file id value. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. What about the markup in show PDF by id.html? It takes the file URL and renders it in a frame. Notice we also added conditional markup to render an error if there is no file ID. Since file id can be passed in from a parent component, it could be null, so we need to handle it with a dedicated error message. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The iframe element might come with some borders by default, usually not in a visually pleasant way. Let's create a show PDF by id.css file and remove the iframe border. We also specify the width, 100%, for the component to take up the entire width available to it. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. That is it for the show PDF by id component. Let's now take a look at the parent component, which appears on record pages and renders related PDF files. Code walkthrough, show relative to recorded component. Let's start with some configuration in show PDF related to recorded.js meta.xml. Since this component is intended for record pages, we specify lightning underscore record page as the target. We also specify a height in rem property to set the height for the child component which renders the PDF iframe. This property will be passed down to the child. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. We will also need to pass in the file ID to the child component, and we will also retrieve file title for a better user experience. To do so, we implement an Apex class called viewController with a getRelatedFilesByRecorded method. We annotate the method with @aura enabled cacheable equals true to cache the result on the client. In the method, we use the record id passed in from the component to retrieve the list of related files, filter them by extension, and return a map of file IDs and titles. The resulting mapped title will be an object consumed by the WiredGet related files by recorded method in the components show PDF related to recorded.js JavaScript file. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The show PDF related to recorded.js JavaScript file imports the viewer-controller.get related files by recorded apex method and invokes it via the wire service. The wire service provisions the results to the wired field value function via an object that holds either an error or a data property. If the wire service provisions data, it's assigned to this .pdf files. For a record with related PDF files, this .pdf files looks like related file 1 id, related file 1 title, related file 2 id, related file 2 title. If the wire service provisions error, the error is assigned to this .error, which is decorated with that track. If the value of a track property changes, the template re-renders with the updated value. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Let's now dive in the markup file, show PDF related to recorded.it.html. When related PDF files are returned from the get-related files by recorded method, the markup conditionally renders a lightning tab set base component, which is a collection of tabs. It uses the tabs getter to return file titles and IDs, which respectively become tab labels and values. Each tab's own active attribute refers to the setFileLead method, which updates the FileLead property whenever the user clicks on a different tab. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The show PDF by child component takes in the FileLead and the height and rem properties to render the corresponding file with a given height. Notice the child component is outside the lightning tab set. This is intentional, as moving the child component to inside the tab would re-render the entire child component when clicking on another tab. With our implementation, we only update the FileLead, the iframe stays put, and we only change the rendered PDF. For a quote record with plenty of related PDF files, the show PDF related to recorded component looks like this. Wasn't that fun? You can add this component to any record page and show your users the PDF files related to this component. Key points. Use setup to change the default behavior of PDF file URLs in Salesforce. Without it, when the user goes to a file via a URL in the browser, the default action may be to download the file. Developers can further customize file downloads via Apex callback. To get files related to a record via Apex, use linked entity id field on content document link object. Then filter them by file extension on content version object. These two objects are related by the field content document id. These fields and objects are the foundation to programmatically view related files. To specify a frame height, use rem instead of pixels to keep component in proportion when the user resizes the browser window. Read more about rem here. The iframe element in this case gave us access to a file on a lightning page. It does have drawbacks. There are many ways to make an iframe responsive, and just as many attributes to secure it. All the code covered in the blog post can be found in this repository, including instructions on how to deploy the component to your Salesforce org. Have fun while adding PDF files to any lightning page. About the author. Annie works as developer evangelist at Salesforce. She focuses on UI components and integrations with the Salesforce platform. You can follow her on Twitter at AnnieHia.